There are a lot of animal sex stuff on YouTube.
Yes, there is. I look at it all the time.
I mean, we're talking about the animal, like, conspiracy guy. Like, you'd probably have to do that. Like,
a lot. Oh, God.
It's, like, part of your, like, daily routine. You go home.
Yeah, part of my daily routine. Like,
let's see. And then you compare, like, animal sex habits of, like, 2017 with, like, years ago. Like, you watch, like, giraffes mating in 2017 versus in 2014.
They're doing it different now. Trying to tell me something.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show. I'm Time Asus.
And I am Bat Snacks.
And this is episode number 23.
23.
Can you believe we're at 23? I feel like
I say that every time, but, you know.
I feel like we started this podcast yesterday sometimes.
I stopped believing around episode 10.
Yes, yeah, same.
It's just been unbelievable since.
Same. I thought we would get to like 8 and then just stop. But
yeah,
we didn't. We're still going. I think it's because it's fun to do and it doesn't take a whole lot of effort. But
yeah.
Anyway, so I hope you guys are enjoying this podcast because we enjoy providing it sometimes.
Yeah, I have fun doing this every week.
Good. So last week we had like a record. This week we're not doing so great with listens, but that's okay.
It's my fault. I made everybody leave because I was sick and bad.
You jinxed it with your bad podcast. No, last week episodes was fine. I think last week was more of like a deep cut episode of the Time Bat Show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was like relaxing, kind of how we are in real life, just like talking.
It was a Time Bat deep cut. Like, if you like, you know, when you like put on, when you buy like an album or whatever, like, let's say Paranoid, Black Sabbath is a good example, right? So, like, you got Iron Man, you got like Paranoid, right? And then wedged in between them, you got like, what the hell is that song called? I'm losing it.
It's a really good example, though. I know what you're going.
But anyway, albums that like have really good songs, and then there's like songs in between the really good songs, and no one listens to those songs because they skip them.
Doesn't mean they're bad songs.
Doesn't mean they're bad. They're just skipped. And that was what last episode was. It was a skippable song for our casual audience. It's a skippable episode. But for, like, our hardcore fans, they could find something good about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Hand it's kind of Doom, like, that's the song.
It's kind of like life and the album. You know, you go up and down. It's not always just...
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like, you can't have a hit every single time. It's just impossible to do that, you know? Oh, it's Planet Caravan. That's the song I was thinking of. Anyway, so, like, it's wedged in the middle of two good episodes, and then you, like, don't see it. But then, in reality, like, it's actually really good, but everyone skips it. Because it's, you know, maybe it takes a little longer to get into. I'm really hyping up this current episode, because if my logic stands, this is going to be a really good one. So no pressure on you for that one. So good luck.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, you better. This is going to be the hit for us, right? We're coming off a not as hot episode.
Okay, what are we starting with?
I forgot how to podcast. Help me. I'm just kidding. I have more news stories as I always do. There's a lot of animal news recently for some reason. I don't know. I think since Donald Trump was elected president, I think the animals are going a little crazy. Like, I think they know that the world is going to shit, and they're, like, doing some
That's
stuff.
A good theory.
You know what I mean? Like, they're revolting or something. You know? Or maybe they know that the iron environment is about to, like, explode or something, and they're just, like, you know? Like, you know how, like, in, like, movies, when something really bad's about to happen, like, the birds, like, all fly away and stuff?
Like, in I Am Legend, all of the you know, the cats and the deer that are running through the...
Yeah.
New York City. When the zombies come, they all run away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the animals, like, they go crazy and they're like, ah, or whatever. I think that's what's happening now.
Yeah. I don't know. If I were a journalist right now, I would, I don't know what I would do. It might be fun to do more animal news because it's more lighthearted. Not everyone wants to read about, you know, all politics, the serious stuff all the time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's also a really great time to be a journalist because there's a lot of news.
Yeah, but the problem with that is, like, there's so much news that's going on right now. A lot of it's depressing, sure. But, like, there's so many people reporting it, it's kind of, because it's so bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That it's kind of, like, a saturated market. I feel like it's not, like, maybe it's a good time to be.
It's like podcasts a little bit, isn't it? It is. Like, it's why are they listening to your podcast
when there's 20 million other better ones out there, you know? Exactly. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But no, it's probably a really good time for journalists that are already well-established and really good because people listen to them already. But for people that are, like, you know, their niche is, like, reporting on these, like, very specific stories.
They're getting animal duty right
now. Those stories are now more widespread because they're more affecting everyone. You know what I mean? Yeah, and they're on animal duty. Or, you know, maybe they're reporting the stories they normally would have reported 3 years ago, but more people are listening to those kinds of stories, so, like, bigger publications are reporting on them. I don't know. I don't know how good it is to be a journalist. I'm not really been one. But if I was one right now, I would do, like, long form. Like, I'd put the animal revolt pieces together. You know what
Same.
I mean?
Yeah, tell a story. There needs to be a narrative.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, look at this. And this in Idaho, this flock of geese, like, flew into this mansion and destroyed a lot of things.
And that happened?
No. And then three hours later, across state lines in Colorado, a mongoose mauled a pigeon or something. I don't know.
See, the migration patterns of the birds are influencing the mongooses.
Right. So then
that's
how
they communicate.
Yeah, and then you plot it out on one of those, like, crazy boards with the strings and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it turns out that all of the movements with all the strings makes a perfect picture of the White House. Right?
No, it's like Donald Trump's face or something.
Yes. I was trying to think of, like, a symbol.
No, White House. White House is probably easier.
White House. Trump's
nature
face.
Might have a hard time doing that one. Yes, it's the White House.
We might be underestimating nature. They might be doing it, but you know, no one might notice.
Maybe until that investigative journalist reports on it.
I'm now going to convert my apartment into weird animal news headquarters. I'm going to make a big map with all the strings on it.
And you're like, there's something here. There's something going on. There's got to be a connection
somewhere.
There's got to
be a pattern. And I'm going to quit my job and just grow a huge beard and be really unkept.
Oh, yes. That's a good idea.
And do that full time.
You need to get, like, thick glasses and, like, you need to start smoking something.
Yeah.
And, like, drinking, like, bad alcohol. Like,
yeah, I need
really
to just
cheap,
do that constantly.
Really cheap scotch or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you need
I need to smoke a pipe.
Yes. And you need to get a typewriter.
Yes. I need to throw away my computer and just use all analog equipment. And go to... No, I go to the public library to do my computer research.
And you don't use... I mean, you use the internet to, like, find stories... But when you find them, you have to find that same story in a newspaper and, like, clip it out. And then stick it on your board or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the evidence board.
And then, like, when one of your friends comes over that hasn't seen you in a while, they're like, what is happening to you? What happened to you? And you're like, I don't have time.
You don't understand.
There's something going on with the animals.
They're trying to tell me something.
Isn't this kind of like how The Happening, like, have that movie? I never saw it, but I feel like that's what the story was.
I don't remember if I saw The Happening. This is a lot of movies, though. It's just they don't do animals,
right? But we do. That's our thing. We do animals.
I think that would be a really funny parody of that kind of
probably,
like, FBI serial killer stalker.
I think that'd be a good, like, sketch, like, or something.
Yeah, like the cop quits his job and then he pursues the killer full time. Well, in this one, the guy just quits his job and goes insane.
Tracks animal news stories across the country. All right, I have two. One of which is normal, the other which is not. So, this is kind of animal related. So, a zoo in Harpersville, New York, had a video of a giraffe giving birth, and they put it up on, like, YouTube or something, and they took it, YouTube took it down because it had nudity and sexual content in it.
That didn't happen.
It did. I have it right here. It's a real thing that happened.
Were there...
What? I mean, it was a birth. What do you expect it to look like, you know? They
filmed, I just don't really think of that as sexual content.
They filmed the giraffe.
Like, giraffes are always nude. They don't... It's not like the giraffe took his pants off and gave him birth.
It took its pants off. Well, at this zoo, the giraffes wear pants. Obviously. No. No, yeah, the nudity thing is weird, because, like, giraffes are always nude. Animals are generally always nude, unless they're, like, being dressed up for some reason.
Yeah.
That's strange. I really don't understand why or who would seek to remove that video. I guess
a bunch of people must have reported it. Like, maybe it got recommended on a bunch of people's feeds and they clicked it and they're like, oh god, I don't want to see this. Report.
And they're like, well, I don't know what any other, like, because you have to, like, tag why is it's offensive or whatever.
Yeah,
and they're like, I guess it's nudity and sexual content, even though it's not really. It's just a giraffe giving birth. I mean, yeah. I guess it's sexual content, sort of. I mean, not really.
Is it really? I think that the sexual content happened, like, before the birth. Like, this is, it's not sex.
But there are videos of animals having sex on YouTube that aren't reported for sexual content. That doesn't make any sense. Like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
I mean, birth is a lot grosser. I mean, not, it's birth true. Is beautiful, but
they don't have, like, a gross tag. Like, report this video. Why? It's gross. I don't like gross
things. I really don't want to see it
anymore. I mean, there's plenty of other gross things on YouTube that are, like, gross that aren't taken down.
Don't they usually just switch it over to the, you have to sign in and agree to view this mature content sort of thing?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, or
they just straight up removed
this. I think they can just have a disclaimer where it's like, this is graphical or whatever, and you're just like, okay, cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. It just seems so random to take this, like, video like this down. Like, when there's so many other things on YouTube that are, like, equally or more graphic, if you will. You know what I mean? It's strange. It sounds like they have, like, there's supposed to be, like, a line where it's like, okay, don't cross this line. But it's clear they have no idea what that line is. Like, it's completely undefined. It's just like, if enough people complain, then I guess...
I would bet that that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, a bunch of people started watching. There was a bunch of anticipation. The zoo was advertising, like, the giraffe's going to give birth today.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe classrooms were watching or something.
Mm-hmm. And they were like, ew! And then they
A bunch of people just freaked out and reported it. And it was probably not taken down by a human. It was probably flagged and automatically taken down by their robots.
This is another interesting thing, though, right? Like, so, this video obviously got a lot of hits after... it was reported, but also before that, I mean, a lot of people watched it. I mean, it says it in the article. So there are plenty of other things that are equally, or not, if not more, disgusting. Like, well, there are definitely things that are more graphic on YouTube right now, the second.
Definitely.
That don't have as many views, but are, like, way worse than this. And so, like, YouTube's algorithm is just like, well, if enough people recorded it, it's whatever you want it to, whatever you say it is, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, this other video that, let's say, it only has, like, 1,000 views, like, it's disgusting, but, like, it's not taken down. Like, that to me doesn't, like, I don't know, that doesn't really make any sense. Like, YouTube's policy is, like, oh, if it's graphic, we'll take it down, but in reality, it's if enough people complain, we'll take it down. And if nobody says anything, then whatever, you can put whatever you want on YouTube.
Yeah, well, I mean... there's so many videos on YouTube. There's not enough manpower anywhere to hire people to...
No, I was just saying.
Do it, but...
it's stupid.
It is stupid.
Anyway.
But I don't think there's a better solution.
There's not. It's just funny things. Like, I don't know. There are a lot of animal sex stuff on YouTube.
Yes, there is. I mean, I look at it all the time.
I mean, we're talking about the animal, like, conspiracy guy. Like, you'd probably have to do that. Like,
oh, God.
It's like part of your like daily routine. You go home.
Yeah, part of my daily routine. Like,
let's see. And then you compare like animal sex habits of like 2017 with like years ago. Like you watch like giraffes mating in 2017 versus in 2014.
They're doing it different now. Trying to tell me something.
Yes. They're doing it different now. I like how you have an effect to your voice.
That's how my voice sounds when I'm that guy.
Yeah. When you're animal conspiracy guy. Yeah. Something's off with these drafts. And then you like smoke some of your cigarette. They're doing it differently now.
I'm gonna fill up a giant glass of scotch and just like tank it.
What's wrong with these drafts? I'm gonna get some. We get into the bottom of this one.
That's really funny. That's really funny.
All right. You want to go with the next animal story?
Yes.
So we have another one from Australia, which I feel like we have every week. In New South Wales, Australia, on Sunday, you sent this to me. You were very excited when you sent this to me. Yeah. On Sunday, a goanna lizard got into a cafe and was basically chilling out in the cafe. It was 6 feet long, and a server decided to grab it and pull it out of the cafe. Like, very heroic of her to do that. And it's like a goanna, kind of looks like an alligator. But like,
did you ever see The Rescuers Down Under?
Yes, I was about to bring that up. I'm so glad you brought that up.
I don't know what the lizard's name is, but that's what it is.
Okay, so this is the best thing about this, because I didn't know that the lizard in The Rescuers was a goanna. I didn't even know what a goanna was until you told me just now. I'm assuming you knew somehow because you like lizards or something. Is that why?
I am animal conspiracy man.
That's true. These goannas are doing it differently.
I think the name was Joanna.
Yeah, it's Joanna. Joanna the goanna or whatever.
Joanna the goanna.
I know. Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
Isn't? I didn't even realize that until just now, because I didn't know what a goanna was until you linked it to me. Also, how did you know that her name wasn't Joanna, but you knew what kind of lizard it was?
I just thought of the name of the Rescuers Down Under.
No, I know, but like, how did you know it was a goanna in general? I watched that when I was like six. I didn't know what it was. I was like, it's a big lizard monster.
Anyway, what first comes to mind with this story with me is, why is the waitress the one taking it out?
I don't know. You'd think in Australia someone would jump on it, right?
That's not her job. And no. There's a picture of it in the article, and no one's helping her.
No. They're all, like, looking like, what's happening? Maybe. Okay, so two things come to mind. A, Australians aren't as badass as we thought they were. Or B, this is just a typical day.
Australia. They're much more badass.
And they're just like, whatever, I don't care. And the server is the one that was like, because the article says she's not originally from Australia, the server. I mean, she's still badass for carrying the thing out. But maybe she thought, like, oh, no, this is going to rile a lot of people up. If it's in the restaurant, I need to take it out. But everyone in the restaurant's actually like, eh.
Yeah, it's just a house lizard.
I got one of those at home. Like, no big deal. But anyway, yeah, Joanna the Goanna from Rescuers Down Under, which I didn't know for the longest time was a rhyme on what kind of creature she was, so that's cool. I like how you didn't know her name, but I did. But you knew the animal's name, and I didn't.
And then we put it together.
Kind of put those puzzle pieces together the same way conspiracy theory animal you puts the puzzle pieces together to figure out the animal conspiracy.
The animal conspiracy.
Okay. Anything else that we wanted to talk about before we got into Reddit? Oh, there was one thing I wanted to mention before we dove into the Reddit questions for today.
Okay.
And that was, since we're hitting a decent stride with our listeners and our audience and all that stuff, I mentioned this last episode, and I wanted to do like a big, giant guest episode for episode 25. You remember that, right?
Yeah, the guest gauntlet.
The guest gauntlet is what I'm calling it. Big bold letters, guest gauntlet. And I have a few bites already. of people that are interested. And I wanted to just bring it up again and let everyone that's listening know, if you want to be a special guest on the Time Bat Show, we will give you 5 whole minutes of a show to talk about whatever the heck you want to talk about. Even if it's like really stupid, we will talk about it.
Yeah.
Contact us at contact@timebatshow.com or tweet us at timebatshow, right?
Yes.
Right? 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 Right?
I have an additional thing, though, that's going on in the world right now additional, that is extremely exciting.
Add the additional thing.
Okay. So, for the past 3 years, there has been a speedrunner trying to beat every single NES game ever released.
Okay.
There are 714 total.
Wow, that's a lot of games.
And this Sunday, he's going to beat the game number 714.
So he's going to beat all of them?
Yes. Wow. He's going to finish this Sunday at noon Eastern time. His name is the Mexican Runner, and he's really cool.
I like that name.
Yeah, so do I. And the final game that he's playing is Super Mario Bros. 3. He saved it for last because that's his favorite game to play.
Ooh, I like that's a good way to cap it off. It'd be a shame if he like had a really bad game for the last one.
I think it's going to be a really happy event. That's a really cool, like, he recorded all the games and uploaded them
separately. Super Mario 3 is a great capper, but imagine if it was, like, a really, like, the worst NES game or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he purposely saved that one because he wanted to finish on a high note.
That's like, really if it was, cool. Like,
so he's gonna NES hit basketball 1999.
So he's recorded every single one of these, then.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I need to watch that. That sounds really fun.
It's a cool project, because if you're ever playing an NES game, you can go look at his video, and because there's literally one for every single one of them.
Yeah. And the other thing about NES games, there's a lot of them, because that was when, like, they made a game for everything, and some of them are awful, and some of them are really obscure, too. So, like, if you're ever curious about how does this play, you could watch the speedrun. That's neat. I need to watch
that. Yeah, just a cool thing that's happening.
Yeah,
I think it's neat that a person did all that.
I need to watch that. The other thing I needed to mention is I was supposed to call out someone this episode. I don't remember why, but hey, brow. I was just supposed to do that.
Hey, it. Brow, how you
I don't
doing?
Remember why. I think there's a point to it. I think I was supposed to mention somebody for some reason, but I don't remember why. So I'm just going to say hey. Anyway, all right, let's jump into Reddit. Do you have a really good one? If not, I'll start us off with something.
I have exactly one, so you can use that as the that's the lifeline for the show.
Is it a good one?
No.
So if we're really struggling, we'll do that.
Yeah.
All right, I'll start with a simple one. Do you have a story of the biggest time you got ripped off, or... This is not part of the question, but I'm going to add it. Or almost got ripped off.
Almost got ripped off.
Yeah. So I have a lot. There are a lot.
Tell yours, though.
Okay, I have a sketchy story that happened to me in college, and I don't know if I was actually about to get something good or not, because it was sketchy. So I was, like, walking to class one day. I was in college. I was walking to class one day, and I had to cut through, like, this parking lot to get to one of the, you know, buildings to go to class. And there's this guy, and he had a truck, and he was standing just next to his truck, and he, like, beckons me over, and he's like, hey, you, what's up? And I keep walking, and he's like, I have something good over here. And I was like, this is weird. So I keep walking, but, like, I don't remember why, but, like, I think he, like, called... He made some enticing offer, not like oh, I want to see what you're doing, but more like, if I ignore him, maybe he'll, like, attack me or something. So, like, I walked over to him just to give him the, like, hey, not interested in whatever you got going on over here, and then, like, leave or whatever, you know? But then he was like, hey, I've got a stereo in my trunk, and I got I got double order. Like, they gave me two instead of one. And I was like, what? And he's like, I ordered a stereo from some stereo place, and I got two instead of one stereo. Do you want to buy it from me? And I was like, and this was when I was, like, a kid, so I wasn't super smart. And I was like, well, how much do you want for it? And he was like, $150. And he's like, this thing goes for $500, so you're going to be getting, like, a really good deal. And I was like... maybe, but I have to go to class right now. And he's like, this is a one-time offer. Like, I'm not gonna, like, I'm not going to give you this offer again. Like, I'm just going to sell it to the next person that comes by. And it, like, keeps pressuring me into, like, buying the stereo. And then I'm like, no, so, like, it sounds really good, and I would like to do it, but I can't. And he's like, okay, what about $100? And I was like, $100 is a lot better. And then he was like, okay, but you're going to need to be able to, like, transport it from my truck because I have no way to, like, get it to you. And then yeah. I was like, okay, this is a really weird like, why would this guy, like, sell me? Why does he need to sell the stereo so fast? You know what I mean? Like, he wanted to get rid of it, like, in the next 2 minutes, essentially. Like, he just did not want it in his truck anymore. So I was like, thanks, but no thanks, and I moved on. But, like, part of me, because I was, like, 18 at the time and really dumb, was like, I could get a stereo for, like, $100. It's really good. So thinking back to the story, now, like, immediately after I, like, left, I thought, like, oh, I bet that it was a defective stereo, and he was trying to, like, you know, screw me over. But at this point in my life, I think he might have, like, stole it or something, and he wanted to, like, quickly, you know, get rid of it or something like that.
Yeah, there's three things that could have been.
Yeah.
Either, yes, a theft, but even if it was a theft, it might still work.
Hmm.
But sometimes when you steal a car stereo, mm-hmm. There's an anti-theft on them that will render them unusable.
It wasn't a car stereo. It was like a home entertainment. I'm sorry, I didn't specify.
Okay.
It was a home entertainment stereo. The weird thing, it was in a box.
Was it a sealed box?
No, it looked like he opened it to, like, check on it.
Okay. Yeah, he probably stole it.
Yeah, it was really weird. That's why I was, like, not originally, like, when I was, you know, when I was 18, I would have been like, no, I'm not buying a random stereo. But it looked like it was, like, new because it was in a box and stuff. So I was like, maybe. That's why I, like, entertained the thought for, like, 3 seconds.
Yeah, you almost certainly stole it. And I mean, the only reason you sell something that way is because you don't want this person buying it to know your identity. You're trying to hide and,
really,
you know, get
weird.
Away from it.
It also, like, he also told me, like, a spiel about, like, how he ordered the stereo for, like, work or something. Like, basically, his work needed him to buy a stereo and, like, deliver it to them or something. But the order got mixed up, and he, like, got two instead of one. So, but he didn't want to report it because he knew work would send it back, so he wanted to make, like, a quick buck.
Yeah.
So that was, like, his story. That was, like, his story, which is already a sketchy story to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's true, but I think he still made the correct decision. Like,
oh,
I'm
sure,
used to live,
I'm sure I did, but
I used to live in, like, government-subsidized housing in North Florida, and when I was walking around my complex one day, and a guy tried to sell me a PS3 back when it was new.
And you're like, yeah!
And I was like, no, I'm not gonna buy a PS3. You just stole that from your friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been definitely, people have tried to sell me stuff before, but this one sticks out because it seemed like it was new. And maybe it's just me looking back, but it almost seemed like he was telling the truth, but not really, you know?
No, even if he was, you made the right call.
Yeah.
So I have a really shady story that happened at work once. So I'm working with this company. I'm not going to name the company because I don't want to go there.
That's fine.
We're trying to order some, I'll just say, computer parts from this company.
Uh-huh.
And they're giving us the option to lease these computer parts as opposed to buying them outright.
Yeah.
4-year lease. At the end of the 4 years, we can either keep them or buy them for a reduced price.
So this company is selling you parts or renting them, essentially,
Yes,
right?
They're selling us a computer equipment.
Sure.
And at the end of the 4 years, they're going to give us an option to buy them for extremely cheap.
Okay.
But, I mean, after we refused to do that, and we said, you know, we'd rather just rent them and give them back to you, they said, well, how about this? How about if on year 3 of the 4-year lease, we let you buy them, then you can sell them to our reseller and make more than you made. An actual representative from, it's a big company, tried to get me to do this. And I'll say this is over $100,000 worth of equipment.
Because this is a lot of equipment.
This is not a small sale. They want to give us a 4-year lease on year 3. We break the terms of our lease and sell it to their reseller.
No, you break the terms of the lease. Well, you buy it and then break the terms and then resell it.
And then pay off the lease with the money we make.
From the resale?
Yes. No. And here's the best part. They said, we'll even hook you up with a reseller.
Did they use the term hook you up?
No, they said we'll set you up, or they were professional.
Oh my god, that sounds so sketchy. That sounds like money laundering or something.
It's all perfectly legal, but it's so
is it
shady.
Legal? Is it though?
Yeah,
I mean, I guess it is.
Yeah, it's legal. I mean, it's their stuff. They didn't do what they want with it, but.
Yeah, but okay, here's the thing, like, how would you make money if you're selling it back to them at a, not
It's
you.
Not them, it's a reseller they know, quote-unquote.
Quote-unquote.
Yes. One they just happen to have in their phone book.
Quote-unquote.
Yes.
So, like,
no, I mean, they're obviously trying to scam us.
So what do you think would have happened? You would have tried to resell it, and they'd be like, sorry, we don't have a reseller anymore.
No, the speech they would have given us was, well, actually, these products are worth a lot less than they were 3 years ago.
Oh, like diminishing value.
And we're only going to be able to give you this much money, which is way less than you said you'd get.
Yeah.
So, anyway, super shady. I'm not going to say the name of the company, but...
That's insanely shady.
Yeah.
So, needless to say, you did not go with them.
Hell no.
Or did you?
No,
so
no.
They didn't have, did they have any option to just rent them and return them?
No, yeah, that's the one, I mean, we went with.
You did
but
go with them.
We had to talk around that other option first.
They were like, hey, it's like, I imagine the person on the other end is like one of those people with a trench coat, and like, hey, you want to buy or whatever? You know?
Yeah.
On the side of the street, like, hey, you want to buy or whatever?
No, they were actually really nice. They took us out for lunch. They paid for lunch.
Wow.
They did all the right salesperson thing.
They're doing the whole hard sell kind of thing on you.
Yeah, no, they tried to pull the trigger with with that shady plan.
But their deal was just too weird to go with. That's super weird.
Yeah.
Okay. What are the weirdest names to give to a pair of twins? We'll say boy and a girl. Well, whatever gender you want. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I want to say Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
It's twins.
That would actually be awesome, though. That wouldn't be weird.
That would be triplets. But if I ever had triplets, that'd be Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Yeah.
I mean, probably not, but...
No, if I ever had triplets, that's what it's going to be. Like, that's destiny.
That's it? That you're like, that's just... You've decided that already?
Yeah, it's destiny.
Like, whoever you're with, they'll be like, that's not happening. You're like, doesn't matter. I already
signed the birth certificate.
Oh, God. So that's just happened. So I'm going to make sure... that if you ever have triplets, which you probably never will because it's very uncommon these days. But yes. If you do, I'm going to remember that, and I will remember if...
If they're all boys, I'll do it.
If they don't name you Dewey, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. What terrible names, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, though. Seriously.
Yeah, they're not good names.
They're good names as, like, a set, you know? But they're not good individually.
Hey, Dewey.
They're not good individually.
How you
know
doing,
what I mean?
Dewey?
Yeah. Dewey and Louie, like, what is that?
Huey and Louie are kind of okay. Dewey is not okay on any level.
Huey and Louie are okay, but they're not common and not really
good.
Yeah, like they're okay, but they're not good names. And Dewey is just, what is that? That's the name of the decimal system, you know, in the library. I don't know. Like,
I hope we haven't alienated any Hueys, Deweys, or Louies.
I'm sure everyone that's listening is either named Huey, Dewey, and Louie. I hope. That's my dream audience. Huey, Dewey, and Louie. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like Huey is a bad, like, it's an okay name, but like individually they're all really bad. But Huey, Dewey, and Louie, it's like, oh, that's a cute like name. That's a cute set of names.
Oh, yeah, but, Donald Duck, we saw that.
but once you, like, separate them, like, oh, your name's Dewey. Oh, that's... Oh, okay. Well, never mind. You know?
What about twins, though? Awkward names for twins.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good twin name.
I don't spend a lot of I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about baby names at this point in my life.
Salt and Pepper. Salt and Pepper.
That's a good one.
Or what's like famous company names that have like two names? You know, like Goldman and Sachs and Barnum and Bailey or whatever. Yeah, Goldman and Sachs.
Frito and Lay.
That's good because it's like it works across both genders.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's you can have a girl or Frito.
Yeah, Frito or Lay is either. You know? Mm-hmm. They're both, they work across boys and girls' names. Frito and Lay. Oh, man, I'm trying to think of another good one. Salt and Pepper is good. One and two.
No, one and three.
One and three.
Tell them that two
died.
No, tell them like a mysterious stories about two, like for their whole life.
They ran away or something.
Yeah. Be like, oh, we don't talk about two in this family.
Or no, they don't even talk about two. Like the kids get to be like six or something. And it's one. It's then they realize like their names are one and three, and like there has to be a two. So like, mommy, daddy, was there ever a two? And like, mommy and daddy like look at each other like really awkwardly, and they're like they like give like each other like the dagger eyes, and they're like, no, honey, no, and then like just turn away, and they do that like their whole lives. No, honey, no, there was no two, there was never a two.
Don't you say that name in this house.
Don't you say the name two in this house. That's horrible. Snap, Crackle, Pop. You can do that. That's another triplet. There's a lot of triplet names.
Yeah.
That would be a bad name.
That would be really bad.
Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Crackle.
Hey, Crackle, how's it going?
His nickname would be Crack.
Crack, yep. Well, I mean, Snap and Pop. Like, come on. Those aren't very good either.
Pop is okay. Snap.
Hey, Snap. They're like all bad nicknames, like second graders give each other. You know what I mean? Like, I'm Snap, I'm Crackle, I'm Pop.
And I'm Pop.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All
right.
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's it for that question. Okay. I have two alien. Well, not alien, but. Yeah, two. I have two. Actually, two alien questions today. Perfect. I have multiple science fiction related questions today. I have two alien and one Mars. What do you want first? You want the alien or the Mars one? And the Mars one is not alien related, if you can believe that.
Let's start with Mars and move to alien.
Mars first. Okay. What do you think the first crime... I feel like we already did this question. What do you feel like the first crime will be committed on Mars? I feel like we did this question already. With like
we had a Mars question very early.
Buck Rogers or something. Yeah. You know, whatever.
No, I don't think it was about crime, though. I think it was what was the first business that would be on Mars.
Yeah. It was Buck Rogers Saloon or something like that.
So in the movie The Martian, doesn't he commit like a pirating law? Like not like pirating data, but actual...
Oh, yeah. He uses, like, a Russian satellite or something? I don't know.
He drives his Mars car over land that's claimed by a different nation, I think.
By, like, Russia or something.
Yeah, it's, like, international waters or something.
Yeah, Mars waters.
He drives, I remember what it was. He drives his Mars car over international waters without, like, a permit or something.
Without a Mars permit.
Yeah, without permission to do so. I think that's technically piracy.
So that,
could be committed pretty easily.
That's like the boring answer.
Yeah.
No, that's true. Like, if we set up a colony, we'd be like, whoops, we stepped into China's territory. And they'd be like,
no. This is China's Mars.
Part of Mars.
Even though they're not even up here yet.
Well, they could claim it. I wonder how we could claim stuff. Like, once someone starts populating Mars, like, how would we, like, decide on how we claim stuff? Because, like, we haven't had to, like, as a world, as humanity, we haven't had to claim stuff for, like, multiple hundreds of years, you know what I mean?
Not the United States, anyway.
Well, yeah, that's true. Other countries, like, What I mean is, like, there are no undiscovered lands that are waiting for a country to put a flag in it and be like, this is mine.
Yeah.
We haven't had to do that for, like, 500 years almost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a while. So, like, what do we do today? Like, how do we decide? Do we just stick a flag? I'm like, this is ours.
I think the way it worked in the Old West is a man just put up, just claimed it as his.
It's like, this is mine. I was here first.
And then it got sold.
And that's the rest is history.
I don't have a very good understanding of that part of our race.
Our like history.
How did the land get cut up?
I think it just like enough people were there, then they're just like, okay, that's de facto yours, like because yeah, it but is. Like
the you know. The Louisiana Purchase and yeah. things like that.
Yeah,
I don't really know how that stuff works.
I think it's like, oh, Mexico just had this land for a while, and then at some point somebody else was like fighting with them or annoyed with them, and so they're like, all right, we need to draw up a real map of what we have and what you don't have. Mm-hmm. And then they drew that up, and then that was like basically official, and then later they sold it to us, you know what I mean? So it's probably just a combination of like people are here, and then at some point there's a contention and they agree that, okay, this is ours, this is yours, or whatever. So you think that's how Mars is going to be?
Maybe far enough in the future, it's like Star Trek, like one world government, socialism.
Oh, that would be weird, though.
That would be weird, but...
It's never going to happen.
I know.
It's never going to happen.
Never. I know.
We... humanity is too...
I'm trying to think
of a nice word to explain why that would never happen. We're too diverse for that. Let's put it that way. We have too many differing opinions on things. Yes. No one would ever agree to that. Like, yeah, we're a world government. Or at that point, it'd be like a universe government, right?
Yeah, a galactic republic.
Yeah, and they'd elect one person. Yeah, that would end well. Let's elect the president of the galaxy, and like when we elect a really terrible person, like, it's only 4 years,
kinda,
and it's only the entire galaxy.
You kind of can't elect a good person for that many.
No one would be a good president of the galaxy, like ever, like, and even if they were good, like whatever they do affects the entirety of the galaxy. You know what I mean? And what's good for one planet is not going to be good for every planet in the galaxy, because planets are really different. I don't know. It just seems like a pipe dream thing. Yeah. Like, the Galactic Republic with President, you know, whatever his name is, John Smith. I don't know why I use John Smith. That's just a really obvious name. But yeah, President of the Galaxy, John Smith. And he's like, our galaxy... It's not what your galaxy can do for you.
It's what you can do
for your galaxy.
Okay, first crime on Mars. I'll go dark. It's going to be murder.
Yeah, I was about to say that too. I think it's going to be murder too. That's weird.
Because, I mean, it's not. You can't really steal something on Mars.
I mean, I think
where are you
going to
go with it?
I think you can, but I don't think it would be reported. Like, I feel like the first years on Mars are just going to be, like, colonies up there doing their own thing, whatever. Like, they don't really care about... And it's going to be, like, a small form of, like, community, socialist kind of society where, like, they just kind of... It's going to be so small that they're just going to live together and share things anyway. You know what I mean? Like, astronauts.
Yeah.
You know? There's probably not going to be a lot of money.
Yeah, they probably won't get paid. They'll probably give the money to, like, their families or something.
Yeah.
And they'll just do everything they can to survive.
It would be, like, a sponsored colony by, like, the United States, where we provide everything they need to survive, and they just kind of live there and, you know, colonize, essentially.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there really wouldn't be any, like, stealing there. Or if there would, it would be, like, big stealing, like, you know...
Where are you going to go, though, with what you steal? Like... You're going to run off?
In your cabin that's like 2 meters away from the other person.
Yeah, like you can't steal.
I mean, I think it's violence then, right? Someone's going to get really annoyed with somebody else.
And they're going to kill them.
There's going to be a murder. The murder on Mars. Sounds like a future Agatha Christie novel.
Yeah, it does.
That sounds really cool. Like, if it... Okay, they're in like a biodome or whatever. There's like... there's like 15 astronauts or something.
There's and a train, and it's called the Orient Express.
Why is there a train? Because it's fun, more fun that way. Because
it's Agatha Christie.
It goes from one biodome on Mars to the other side of the. Yes. There's biodome A and biodome B.
It's more of a cart.
Yeah, it's biodome A and biodome B, and they're on opposite sides of Mars. And the reason is because, isn't this a thing? On one side of Mars, it's really hot, and on the other side, it's really cold. But it like varies from like. The sun, you know, like the rotation around the sun or whatever.
Is that a thing? I believe it.
I think that's a thing. Like that happens with the moon. Like, you know, one side of the moon is like the temperature variation is high. So maybe during the day they're in biodome A, but in the night they go to biodome B.
Mm-hmm. They ride the train every day.
So they have to ride the train. And the train is like 2 hours long. Like, or maybe it's longer. It's like 3 hours or 4 hours or something.
Maybe there's a train to the pole where they harvest. Like, so let's just say that there's water up there.
And
or carbon
like,
dioxide. They harvest carbon dioxide and right. they give it to the plants that make oxygen.
This is the best murder mystery story because it's like completely isolated. Like yeah. no one in the world can kill them other than... So yeah, they're riding on the... they're all on this train for some reason. Mm-hmm. Going to the biodome or the harvest plant or whatever. It's like a 3-hour train ride and they're in the middle of nowhere Mars. And then like they sleep during part of the train ride too. Just yes. to maximize, you know. And they like wake up. And there's one of them is dead or whatever.
And they have to find the killer.
Who killed somebody? Oh, man. Murder on Mars by Agatha Christie.
Murder on the Martian Express.
I'd buy that book.
Sounds I don't know good. If I'd... I might, actually.
You'd rent it from the library?
Yeah, if you rewrote The Martian to have... A murder
subplot. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be great.
But Mars is the perfect place to commit a murder. Because there's not that many people there and no one would know that you did it. Well, that's not true. I mean, it has to be one of, you know, 15 people or whatever.
Yeah, but like, they would like cut communications off after
that. Yeah, like, because they'd be like, I don't wanna.
Yeah, and you can't escape too.
Yeah, like, murder you can't mysteries. Run anywhere, you're on Mars.
Yeah.
You know? Like, there's nothing you can do. You have to, like, figure out who killed the other person or die, essentially. Like, that's the only options you have. Wow. This is good. This is heady. So murder is the short answer to that. It's just sad that we went there, but that's okay. Where's the other alien question? I had two, I feel like. Okay. This is the better one. So aliens are about to invade after we murder someone on Mars. No, not really. This is separate. Aliens are about to invade Earth, but they're like the, I don't remember the race in Star Trek. They're very, like, combat-focused society. Like the
Klingons.
Romans. Klingons, thank you. Mm-hmm. They're like, they're like that. They're very combat-focused, and they're like, the battle, and this, the whatever.
Yeah, it's like so the Bushido, they're samurai aliens.
Yes, they're very samurai. So they're about to invade Earth, but they're like, if you earn our respect through combat, we won't fight, you know, we won't conquer your planet. So they're like, we challenge the strongest among you to combat, to the strongest among us to combat.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do like one of those Star Trek, you know, Kirk versus Spock kind of things. And
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
So we choose one person, and they choose one person. And we fight for the fate of our planet. And the question is, who do we choose?
Conor McGregor.
Who's that?
He's a UFC fighter.
Oh, okay. That was easy. Is he good at fighting?
Yeah, I think he's probably one of the best on the Earth right
but he
now.
Would he be good at, like sword fighting and stuff? Like, this is like, whatever weapons that the aliens have. Like, I don't think it's just...
Oh, it's
fisticuffs. It's like
they legit. Have one of the cheesy Star Trek weapons.
Yes, they
too.
Have one of those baltets or whatever the hell they're called.
Yeah, I know.
Listeners,
what you're
let
about.
Us know what that's called. I don't remember what it's called. Those things like baulets or something. Yeah, they have those. It's all those
batleth,
and they have like maces. Yeah, batleth and swords, and you know, maybe some really weird alien weapons too.
Yeah, weird. They're all glowy and have pink rays in them and stuff.
They all have like creatures attached to them.
Yes,
like the mouth of a creature. Like you
have to put the mouth of the creature and it joins to your arm permanently.
No, even better. You got one side that's mouth of the creature and it joins to your arm. And then the other side is another mouth of the creature that when you like hit someone with it, it like chomps on them.
It gets them.
And it's like, and it like doesn't let go. And that's how you fight. And so like you'd have to like chop off the part of the creature that like, it's like a big leech essentially, you know. So yeah, all those kinds of weapons. What kind of alien weapon? What kind of weapons would aliens use anyway?
You have to think about what their hand-to-hand weapon would be, because you know, obviously if they have space travel, they could just nuke us. But they want to. What's their traditional martial arts combat weapon?
It's not a sword, obviously. Would it even be a sharp weapon? Like, what if it's like something weird or something? I don't know.
It could be a bludgeoning weapon.
Yeah. It could be a chomping alien that they, like, throw at you or something. I don't know. The art of... I don't know. Every time I think of aliens, I always think of, like, weird biological weapons. You know what I mean? Like an alien creature that chomps on you or something.
Maybe there's, like, a whole caste of their society where at birth they're fitted with another organism, like, on their body.
Oh, dude, that's cool. Yeah. And they, like, grow a bond with it or something.
Yeah, and they're like the warrior priests of their society, right?
Yeah.
Because their only job in life is to be a big, powerful warrior role model.
Yeah. And they, like, choose their, like, they choose their, like, creature that they're joining with.
Yeah, it's kind of like a, it's like a familiar, too, kind of.
When they're, like, 12, they have, like, some ritual or something.
Yes, it's their coming of age, yeah.
And they have, like, all these creatures. And, like, they get to choose, like, as when you're, like, 12 or 13 or whatever, they get to choose what creature they want to, like, join.
Yeah, you go on, like, a fast, and you have to go through the, it's like the Native American, like, spirit voyage.
Quest or whatever. Yeah.
You gotta find your spirit animal and then join with it for life.
And then, like, after you get your spirit animal, on your way back, you have to, like, go through a lot of these trials. Like,
yes, with your spirit animal.
With your spirit animal. That is now joined to your, like, abdomen or something. You know?
Yeah. And, like, most of the people don't make it through the trials.
Only the strongest.
Only the strongest.
And that's how they pick the warrior. That's how they have the best warriors in the galaxy.
The person that we select would have to go through this procedure.
So they're, like, going up. They, like, are they, like, integrated into alien society or something? Or they would, like, choose their own animals? Is that what you're saying?
They would probably bring whoever the candidate is in front of the choice of animals. Be like, okay.
What do you want? You want a Burklakush or a Skolmlakush? And he's like, and Conor McGregor's like,
I don't want any of them.
Do you have a bat or something? Or what? And they're like, I recommend the Skolmlakush. I recommend the Skolmlakush. It has long reach. And a powerful jaws.
It's lightweight, so your frail human physique can wield it easily.
Right. Or like this, like the Slork and Slosh has wings or something. So you
I like how they're all Schlor.
I'm not very creative with the alien weapon. It's all like gibberish, like Norse sounding, like, you know. Schmorgen.
But it's always Shore. That's always the first syllable.
And it always has a G in it somewhere.
Lots of and G's, K's, and H's.
G and S's.
Yeah.
Schmorgen. Yes. And he's like, don't you have like a bat or something? Or a sword? And then like they give... Maybe there's like a sword analog animal that's like really... Like a snake type thing that like can like... Like can like make itself. Oh, this is sound dirty. Can make itself hard.
Oh, like, a snake and, like, that can make itself hard. Like, it's a good idea.
Yeah. He's already got that weapon. If you know what I mean. No, I meant like a snake that can make itself rigid. Okay. And it has like razors on it, you know?
Yes.
The Sklorkbenderns. That's the name of it. And he can use it as like a whip or like a snake. Not a snake. A whip or a sword.
Okay.
It wraps around his arm.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You get it?
Yeah, I do. Jackie Chan might be a good candidate if he were younger.
He's getting old now, though. Maybe, yeah. Maybe the aliens would let us, like, euthanize, sorry. make youthful.
Oh, yeah.
The people that we select.
They can use their medical technology.
Yeah, like, they can be dead, but if they're, like, old, they can be like, okay, we'll just make them... We're going to make Jackie Chan, like, prime of his career. Like, when he's, like, late 20s, early 30s, Jackie Chan, you know, when he was, like, really good at fighting, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's really proficient with a lot of different weapons.
Like, Rumble in the Bronx, Jackie Chan, you know, or something.
Yeah, Police Story 2, Jackie Chan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, like, that. And then we can, use him. Yeah, Jackie Chan would be good. He's proficient in a lot of weapons.
He's very honorable.
He's honorable. And he can do goofy things.
He can make them laugh.
Make them laugh and make them cry. He's like the perfect representative of the world, too.
I'm okay with Jackie Chan representing humans as
species. I'm okay with Jackie Chan in a lot of ways. Like, he's a good fighter, he's honorable, and he's a good representative of the best of humanity.
He's a good singer.
He is a good singer.
He has, like, albums in China.
I feel like they would not conquer us if we sent Jackie Chan. They'd be like, all right.
No, they'd be...
Warriors can fight. They can sing. They can make us laugh. They can make us cry. They can put on a show.
They can crow. Did you ever see Hook? Did you ever see Hook? That was a good reference.
Can you crow? That was really good. Yeah, but Jackie Chan, we'd win gangbusters. I think he might pick like the snake thing.
Yeah.
He likes the lighter weapons. Or he might get like a pole kind of thing animal. I don't know what that would
be. He'd probably be like, hey, can I have two?
Ooh, yeah, like a
dual wield them.
What would be the one that's like, what's the Ninja Turtle thing? Nunchucks. There's like a nunchuck analog. Like, it's two, like, spiky creatures attached to each other. And, like, you hit them with that, and then, like, their spikes, like, are venom or something.
Yes.
Sorry, this is getting really weird. I could just go on and on for about weird alien weaponry for, like, another hour, but I think we should get into a different question now. Are you ready for something else?
I'm ready.
This actually, like, completely goes with... that's pretty close. So, this is another alien question. So, given that it's the same aliens, we're going to go with the exact same aliens culture stuff. They're going to let our planet go after they saw Jackie Chan do dances and all his cool karate moves and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to know all about our human culture before they go, to just make sure we're worthy. What's, like, the hardest part to explain to them? Like, what's the biggest hang-up you would think we had, like, to explain to the aliens? So, like, would it be like, oh, we have property? And they're like, that's fine, we have property. Or like, oh, we do things with each other to procreate? And they're like, oh, we do that. That's fine. We use the cork and block. We integrate the cork and block into that one. And you're like, okay, cool. We have money, we pay with currency, like, oh, that's weird, but we kind of do the same thing with smart organs.
Yeah.
You know?
So what can we not explain to them? What are they just like?
Yeah, what are they like, huh, that makes no sense?
Probably, I don't know how well humor would translate.
Yeah. Probably not. I mean, they probably have their own humor, but they probably wouldn't understand ours.
Yeah.
You know.
Context and being able to relate is really important for humor, and they might lack
some of that. You kind of have to know the human condition in order to understand humor.
Yeah.
You know, and they obviously don't understand the human condition because they're a bunch of... what's the alien name? We never named them. corn shwabs.
Corn shorkums.
Corn sh- That's how you pronounce it in English, though.
Yes.
In their language, it's much more complicated.
Yeah.
But in ours, it's corn shorkums. Hello, corn shorkums. Welcome to Earth. Would you like to hear a piece of music? So you, yeah, you
probably know. Like love and relationships too. Like that's pretty different across even a lot of Earth societies.
That's true.
Like,
yeah, like even if like yeah, just different countries, it's different.
Sometimes. Yeah, like do they mate for life? Do they stay with one partner? Do they are they? Oh, do you polymerous?
Think the
corn?
Do you think the corn schlombers mate for life, or do you think they're?
I mean, if they're like honor bound, maybe they do. Because that's like honor. That's like honorable, I guess.
Is it? I guess. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. It's
I'm a little biased.
It's very subjective. You know, we live in a culture where it is honorable to do that, but it might maybe not be for them.
Dishonorable.
You know, it could have a completely different ethical system. The corn schlobbers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So ethics are probably where we.
Yeah, they could have some weird ethics. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Jackie Chan anymore.
I think he's still good. He's the best we have.
He'll win him over. He's the best we've got. He's like the ideal human that we have on Earth. Like, here's Jackie Chan. If you don't like Jackie Chan, we don't know what to tell you.
And you're not gonna like any of us.
There's nothing else better down here. You don't want to do it. All right, I have one more question. Okay. I hope you have a bunch of good ones. Actually, I have a Yahoo answer.
Let's skip that one for now, if we can.
It's not a bad one. It's like a decent Yahoo answer.
Let's hear it.
What is American etiquette for shoes when visiting someone's house? And I feel like this varies from home to home.
It does. So I think the correct thing to do is follow the person. Leader. Yeah, follow the leader.
Yeah.
No, do what they do.
Do what they do, yeah. Like, if they have their shoes off, take your shoes off.
Yeah.
If they keep them on, you can keep them on.
That said, I usually prefer to take my shoes off.
Yeah, me too. The weird thing about that is, like, what if you want to take your shoes off, but the host doesn't take his shoes off?
Is it
good to do that? I don't know.
I wouldn't, but I would feel uncomfortable. I would feel like I was doing something wrong.
Like, let's assume you're not in, like, sandals or anything. Like, you have socks underneath, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, you don't have to question about that. Like, oh, my feet are going to be whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, because I do prefer having shoes off when I'm in a house.
Yes.
But, I don't know.
If they just walk in their boots and just march straight into the kitchen without...
That's true. Then you're like, all right, I guess
that's how they do it here.
This is how it is. It would be weird if you're like that one guy that had his shoes off, though. Or vice versa, if you're the one guy that has his shoes on.
Now, if you're the only person that has their shoes on, you're in the wrong. That's...
Oh, yeah. Then
yeah, that's not how you do it.
But if you're the only guy that has their shoes off, are you in the wrong, then? Because you're not really, like, hurting anything by having your shoes off. You're just out of place.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think you're hurting anyone. If I were someone that leaves their shoes on in the house, which I'm not, but if I was, I don't think I would mind if someone was walking around barefoot. I would probably just be like...
Barefoot, though. That's different than socks on.
Or with just socks. I'd probably be like, hey, they're going to get their socks dirty. There's a lot of stuff on my carpet because I never take my shoes off.
Right. Oh, because you're... I was like, why is there stuff on your carpet? And then I remembered in this hypothetical, you're a shoes-on guy.
Yeah, I track stuff in.
There's all the dirt everywhere because I never take my shoes off.
I just throw stuff on the ground. No. If you're a person that wears their shoes inside, this is not... an attack on your way of life.
Actually, that is a really good question. This is a good question. It's like most people, when they're invited in, you know, the shoes on and off, most places I go, it's like an optional thing. But like when I'm at home and most people I know, they take their shoes off when they're inside in their own home.
Yeah.
Do you think there's anyone out there that leaves their shoes on while they're in their own home?
Probably.
Because that doesn't make any sense to me. Just off the top of my head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're just... totally apathetic, like
whatever.
Whatever.
I like shoes or something. I don't know. I don't like shoes that much. I'd prefer to leave them off. This is a really riveting conversation, I just have to say.
Right, yes. Now.
The shoes. Like, we went from, like, alien murder to... So, do you leave your shoes on or off inside the house? These are the peaks and valleys of the Time Bat Show. This is the Planet Caravan segment of the album, where everyone skips. You know,
I have a question that we can kind of finish on and then go into trivia.
All right, that sounds great.
So there's a movie that's coming out in a few weeks in March, I think.
Okay.
Called Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
And it's live action.
Every time you say live, you say live.
Live.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway.
Live action.
So they've obviously already filmed it and selected the cast and everything, but what casting changes could be made that would assure that it would fail? I don't know who's in the movie right now, but let's just think of some people that we could put as characters.
I know who's in the movie. So Emma Watson.
I know Emma Watson's in it.
Is Belle.
Yeah.
I don't know who the Beast is, but it's just some dude they have, like, in makeup or whatever.
Yeah, he's CGI'd. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So who would be the worst Belle?
Like, Johnny Depp. No, we have to pick a girl.
No, that's really good, though.
Hollywood is not that progressive.
It doesn't matter because it's Johnny Depp. Like, Johnny Depp is enough to make Hollywood.
He gets enough coverage on this show. We need to think of someone new. It's always Johnny Depp.
It is always Johnny Depp. He's always, like, the weird cast member. Like, yeah. Johnny Depp.
We cast him as a normal character, and it fails because he's a weird guy.
Is it going to be a male actor then?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We just need to assure that no one goes to see it.
Okay. So what's the worst?
Mads Mikkelsen.
As Belle?
Yeah.
Or the Beast?
I'd go see that, actually.
As Belle? What if it was gender swapped? I like that idea.
Like, the girl is the Beast?
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that a lot, too, right? I feel like people might see that, though, because that's kind of neat. All right, I'm rolling with it, though. Gender swapped. So Belle is a dude, and the Beast is a female.
Yeah.
But it's not Belle anymore. It's like Bill.
It's Bill and the Beast. Oh my god. Alright, opening now. Bill and the Beast. Alright, there goes half the sales.
I'm sorry, I can't breathe right now.
No, it's okay. No, we're doing good work on this question. Who's Bill?
I don't know. I imagine it's like some fat guy that's like not attractive at all. Oh. Okay, who's like the Hollywood like go-to guy for like sad, like kind of gross people? You know what I mean?
How about Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill's good. I mean, not that he's like gross or anything, but he's always that goofy, like, you know, awkward dude or whatever. He's Bill, and he's like, this doesn't take place in France anymore. It takes place in like New Mexico,
Iowa.
Or Iowa. And he's like a corn farmer or something.
Yeah.
A corn farmer's son, and who goes missing in this haunted like mansion or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, it's a plantation because it's in America. Yeah,
it's a barn.
It's a barn.
It's a haunted barn.
It's really big though.
Yeah.
And who is the Beast then?
So it needs to be a female.
Ronda Rousey. Like an MMA fighter or something.
She's not a good actor.
That's true. I thought no one was going to watch this, so that's kind of the point, right?
I want to pick someone known for acting, though.
All right, so someone that's good.
Yeah. That no one will go see.
Natalie Portman. She's a good actress.
Is that Sigourney Weaver?
She's a little old for the face role. But I mean, whatever. Like, we're already gender swapping. We might as well go all the way. It could be Sigourney Weaver.
Chloe Mortez.
Who's that?
That's the girl from Kick-Ass.
Yes, she can do it. She'll be the Beast.
Yeah.
She would have to have a lot of, like, makeup and stuff. Because I'm assuming the Beast is going to be as big as the Beast in the original, right?
Maybe it's a little Beast.
It's like a small Beast. Bill of the Beast. So what are the talking things? Like, they're not cutlery anywhere because it's not a mansion. It's like a barn. So there'd be like
Yeah, one of them's like
a pitchfork.
What's that thing you clip horse hooves with?
I have no idea.
That thing.
And instead of like the teapot, it's like a milk bucket or whatever.
Yeah.
Used to milk cow.
Yeah.
God. And instead of a candelabra, it's like a flashlight, or it's like a Coleman lantern or something.
Yeah.
And then what would the clock analog? Because isn't there a clock too?
Yeah, there's like it needs to be British.
British actor. Sir Ian McKellen.
That would work.
As the clock. I don't know why he would be there though. These all have to be like farmhands, though. They got transformed into furniture and stuff.
How about, what's that guy that has the news show? Oliver.
Oliver.
What's his name?
I know who you're talking about, but it's
slipping. That guy, yeah.
That guy. You know who we're talking about, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's something. John Oliver.
John Oliver, yeah. About? John Oliver as the bucket.
the milk bucket.
He's the bucket.
Bill and the Beast coming to it.
And then we need a French actor for the
Coleman Lantern.
Yes.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes, perfect. Okay.
Done. Sold. I feel like people would see this movie.
No way.
We have an all-star
Bill
cast.
Bill and the Beast.
We have an all-star cast here.
Bill and the Beast.
It's the greatest movie title I've ever heard. All right, so the Beast is Chloe Grace Moretz or whatever her name is. I think we've got a pretty strong cast here. Oh, who's Gaston?
Oh, this is important.
Yes. Should Gaston be a female or
male?
We
could have it be a male and he just wants to seduce Bill.
I mean, that's fine.
That's fine. Let's do it.
I mean, yeah.
Johnny Depp.
There we go. That's the way. We end it on a high note with the old Johnny Depp. Because you gotta do it. And he's like a really weird version of Gaston. Like, he's not like the macho. He's like Johnny Depp version. Like
Benny and June. Yes, Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Yes. He's like really quirky. There we go.
He does magic tricks.
Yes, and this is directed by Tim Burton, of course.
Yes.
Who else would direct this movie? Bill and the Beast.
Ready for some trivia?
Yeah, let's get to some trivia.
Okay, your lifeline. Let me not get ahead of myself. Okay, we're starting trivia, and I'm going to give you some options for some lifelines. Then I'll ask you three questions, and we'll figure out if you won or lost.
Sounds great.
Okay, you can choose from 5-second Google search, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo search. You can choose Monty Hall, 50-50, Ask a Rando, or Rhyme Time.
All right, I think I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to go with 10-second Bing this time. Changing it up a little bit.
Bear in mind, I was not successful with that.
Yeah, but that's true. Yahoo takes so long to load.
You got
to
live dangerously.
Okay, I'm going to go with 10-second Bing. I'm going to go with phone a friend.
Okay.
Ooh. And then I'm going to go with Rhyme Time, so I definitely get it.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, your first question is video game trivia.
Okay, I'm ready.
At the end of Earthworm Jim, mm-hmm. Princess What's-Her-Name is crushed by a blank. A, a refrigerator. B, a tire. C, a cow. D, an elephant.
Ooh, this is hard. Okay, so I'm going to talk out loud here.
Okay.
My first thought was it something like comedic. And so I immediately was drawn to refrigerator when you said that, because that's just a comedic thing to get crushed by. But a cow is
They're all sort of funny.
Also very chameleonic. They all are all really funny. But like, I'm trying to think of that like cartoony kind of tone that Earthworm Jim has.
Yeah.
I feel like cow and refrigerator would be my top two for that. And then the other was a tire, and what was the other
one? Tire and an elephant.
An elephant. Elephant's funny, too. That seems out of place, because Earthworm Jim is, like, on a farm or something. I feel like cow or refrigerator would be good. Okay. I'm going to use... I don't know if I want to use Rhyme Time for this one. Phone a Friend's definitely not going to work. 10-second Bing. Let me just 10-second Bing this bad boy.
Okay.
Okay, I'm typing Bing in, but I haven't hit Earn yet, so let me know when.
Okay, three,
Princess What's
two,
Her Face? Is that her name?
Princess What's Her Name.
Princess What's Her Name.
Okay.
Okay.
Three, two, one, go.
Princess What's Her Name crushed by... Princess What's Her Name?
And time.
No, it didn't even do it! Damn it, it didn't even work.
The same thing happened to me.
Oh, it didn't even bring up any Earthworm Jim stuff. It was like YouTube videos of somebody that calls themselves Princess What's-Her-Name. All right, I guess I have to guess. I'm going to go with a cow, final answer.
Good instincts. That is the correct answer.
Yes. Didn't even need 10 second Bing. You're dead to me, Bing. You can't Google an Earthworm Jim trivia in 10 seconds.
Last time we used Bing on this show.
Last time we used Bing. Okay, what's my next one?
Okay, this is the bird category.
Mm-hmm. Good category.
All right, what is the most common nickname for greater and lesser scalp? It's a type of duck.
Scalp?
S-C-A-U-P.
Scalp, okay.
Is it A, a spoonbill, B, a sprig tail, C, a sawbill, or D, a blue bill?
Damn it, I can't use Rhyme Time because they're all bills. You tricked me. You tricked me. All right, I'm going to have to use Phone a Friend on this one.
Are you really going to call someone?
Yeah, I'm going to call my wife. Give me like two seconds. Maggot, I need you for a trivia question.
And Time Aces is grabbing his wife for Phone a Friend.
All right, so, read me the question again.
The question is, what is the most common nickname for greater and lesser scalp?
For a greater and lesser scalp.
Is it
A, duck?
Spoonbill.
Spoonbill?
B, sprig tail.
Sprig tail.
Or C, sawbill.
Sawbill.
Or D, bluebill.
Bluebill. It's a type of duck.
What type of duck again?
Scalp. Right? Scalp?
Greater or lesser scalp.
Greater or lesser scalp.
So.
Spoonbill.
Spoonbill, sprigtail, sawbill, bluebill.
Spoonbill, sprigtail, sawbill, bluebill. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
I think it's the spoonbill.
Really? Do you know the answer? How confident are you? Spoonbill? Alright,
like
I'm go with spoonbill. Hold my hand.
Alright, spoonbill, final answer is not correct.
Oh!
It's the bluebill duck.
It's the bluebill.
Oh!
Get out of here. Get out of here. Never use the bluebill.
If it's not, it's chemistry.
Alright, well, that didn't work.
And that was the first time we've used Phone a Friend on the show. Hooray.
It wasn't really phoning, but, you know, it worked.
We can say it was the phone. We got the technology.
I yelled across the room. Yeah. Yelled across the room, friend. Alright, I'm ready for the next one.
Alright, final question. The kiwi fruit was originally called what? A, the Chinese gooseberry. B, the Chinese strawberry. C, the Chinese mango. Or D, the Chinese pineapple.
I like the theme of this question. Is there a Chinese something? Well, obviously I'm going to use Rhyme of Time. Rhyme of Time. I don't know why I said it like
well,
that. I'm ready for your rhyme. I'm ready for your rhyme.
It was named after a type of berry, not after a type of canary.
Okay, can you repeat the answers again?
A, the Chinese gooseberry. B, the Chinese strawberry.
Wait a minute.
C, the Chinese mango. D, the Chinese pineapple.
Okay, so it was a berry one.
Was either the Chinese gooseberry or the Chinese strawberry?
Gooseberry sounds like it's a real thing, but it also could just be you being, like, really clever with your naming of fruits.
It might be. They kind of taste like strawberries.
Gooseberry just sounds real. Like, I feel like I've heard of that before. All right, Chinese... Wait, which fruit was it again?
Gooseberry and strawberry.
No, what was the actual fruit? Kiwi?
A kiwi, yeah. Spoonbill sounded pretty real, didn't it?
Shut up. All right, gooseberry. I'm going with gooseberry.
A gooseberry is correct.
Yes! Good job. I knew gooseberry was a thing. It sounded too real.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds made up, but also real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, I think it's 14-12, and you're still in the lead by two. But, you know, I'm kidding.
No, it's like 14-13. You got all those right.
No, I didn't. I missed one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I missed the dumb duck one.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, stupid duck. Do you want to finish off with one final question?
If you have one.
I do. What does drunk you love to do?
Play video games.
Play video games?
Yeah.
Good answer. Yeah, I like to play video games without being drunk, but yes, that's true.
But I really like to play them when I'm drunk.
Are you better at some games drunk?
No, I'm not better at anything when I'm drunk.
I knew someone in college who was better at, like, rhythm games drunk. Like Guitar Hero and stuff like that.
I think there's kind of a... It's a curve. Mm-hmm. It goes up and then it goes down sharply.
Yes.
After a certain point.
For rhythm games, you think?
Yeah. For, like, typing rhythm games, maybe coding. Because
you kind of get into, like, you're kind of no holds bar, you're not inhibited anymore, you're just, like, getting into the rhythm of this.
It kind
of
helps you focus, like, you don't think about outside things as much.
I mean, alcohol doesn't let you focus, though, that's, like, the thing.
But it does remove inhibitions.
And it does remove outside...
Yeah.
I see what you mean, it does remove outside... you don't have as many... What's the word?
Yeah, like, generally, if you're playing a rhythm game, people are watching you, and you're kind of thinking about people watching you while you're...
nervous and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I can see that. You don't have as many things that you're perceiving, because your perception is limited, because you're drunk. You know,
I was watching The Last Samurai the other day, because it was on Netflix, and this actually concerns this. The Japanese man in The Last Samurai commented that Tom Cruise had too many minds. He had one mind watching the crowd, one mind watching his opponent, one mind thinking about this. He said, and his advice was, no minds. And maybe alcohol helps with that.
And he said alcohol helps with that?
No, that's my input.
Oh, that's not really what happened in Wade's set, right? That's just what you think.
Yeah.
No minds. He said that, though, huh?
Yeah.
That's deep. Just work on instinct. Just the primal nature of instinct.
And then, of course, Tom Cruise did really good in the sword fight after he said that.
Right, because that's how it works. I need to watch that movie again. I didn't realize it works. All right, that's been episode 23 of the Time Bat Show. I'm your host, Time Asus.
And I am your host, Bat Snacks.
And don't we have a sign-off phrase now? What was it again?
When the Eagles go dark.
Oh, right. I'm going to screw this up. It's time for the bats to come out. Did I do it?
That's it. All right.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Have a good one.
Tale as old as time.
Song as old as rhyme.
Bill and the Beast.
That was perfect.